All brothers are requested to move forward, please, and fill in the gaps. There's many people waiting outside, so if you can please come inside and fill in all the gaps. We don't need to remain in the sufuf. We can move forwards, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers are requested to fill in the gaps, and if there's any brothers who aren't in need of aid of the walls or the radiators, they're requested to join into the congregation, please. Insha'Allah ta'ala, the program will be starting within a few minutes. All brothers are requested to utilize the time beneficially and engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's much space towards the left-hand side. Brothers are requested to fill up the left-hand side first, please. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us by enabling us to participate in this very auspicious gathering. A gathering in which the glorious Quran will be commentated upon, a gathering within which the noble statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be explained. Insha'Allah ta'ala, before we go into any of the speeches or the lectures, I would like to request Umair Bismillah, who is one of the students from the four Hafidh classes we have here, to come forward and enlighten the gathering with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Umair Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sweetens his voice even further and grants us all the ability to recite the glorious Quran in accordance with the rules of tajweed. Insha'Allah ta'ala, now very soon I'm going to call upon Mawlana Kareem Sahib Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, and the purpose of calling him forward is that alhamdulillah we find we have some students who are going to complete the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi today. We all know that we have many compilations of ahadith, and from amongst them the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is known to be the most authentic. This journey these students undertook, in reality initiated around 6 to 7 years ago. And there's many efforts which have taken place behind the scenes, the respected female teachers, in a similar manner the respected male teachers. And not only that, we have many a people who have been exerting much effort, and it's necessary that we make mention of these individuals, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that the individual who has not showed gratitude to the creation in reality has not showed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah ta'ala, Mawlana Kareem Sahib will take us through how this journey initially began, not only with regards to Madrasa Nurul Islam, also with regards to the masjid we currently find ourselves within. I call forward Mawlana Kareem Sahib. Jazakumullah.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. یہ وہ مجلس ہے جس مجلس میں فرشتوں کی آمد ہوتی ہے. یہ وہ مجلس ہے جس مجلس میں فرشتوں کی آمد ہوتی ہے. یہ وہ مجلس ہے جس مجلس میں گناہوں کی مغفرت ہوتی ہے. Firstly, I'd like to thank everyone for accepting our invitation and blessing us with your presence, especially our esteemed ulama, youngsters and elders, our musalli, members of the community, and our chief guest, Hazrat Maulana Shaykhul Hadith, Salim Dorat Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. This happy and blessed gathering we are witnessing is the fruit of many years of sacrifice from our elders, their khidmat, their sacrifice. So I'd like to mention a very brief history. Don't worry, guys, I won't be doing no khatam or long speech. You know, I'm not a frequent speaker, but al-amru fawq al-adab, elders have said, I have to give a small talk on the brief history of Nurul Islam, Masjid and Madrasa. Many will not know, but speaking to our elders from whom there are not many left, may Allah change their graves in one of the gardens of paradise and bless their souls. Initially, this started from a back-to-back house of Legrams Lane, where Marhum Saeed Pandor and Hafiz Muhammad Sidat taught for 6 months maktab lessons. This then led to the first masjid and madrasa, which was actually on Somerset Place behind the restaurants. Many of you will know on Great Horton Road, the restaurants just behind there, Somerset Place. That's where initially it first started. Then from there, they moved to this building, which was actually three separate properties. There was a snooker club, a meat shop, and a house. After this, all three properties were joined, and Nurul Islam Masjid is still standing here today. We have had extensions and improvements, but this masjid has been permanent throughout these years, and we make dua that this continues until the day of judgment. Just to note the founders and make dua for them, who found this masjid in the 60s, early 60s, Marhum Chacha Abdul Haq Bhai Pandor, Marhum Chacha Muhammad Collector, Marhum Dawood Bismillah, Marhum Chacha Muhammad Bola Takolia, father of the late Maulana Abdul Haq Takolia, Marhum Chacha Ibrahim Pandor, and Marhum Hussein Mansur, Rahimahumullah. May Allah grant their soul ease and change their graves in one of the gardens of paradise. It's because of them, in these 50 years, we have come so far that today is the first annual Bukhari Khatam for the girls. From the beginning until present, we have had some very big mashayikh who we owe our lives to for their sacrifice to start and develop the maktab classes to teach their youngsters so that they can teach future generations. The madrasa building was purchased in 1999, which is exactly behind 3 and 5 St. Margaret's Road. From a working men's club to the present day madrasa where the current Alima class have studied. So that building was a working man's club in 1999. It was purchased for the sole purpose of teaching maktab classes, and that's where the current Alima classes took place. We have had many challenges. We started here 11 years ago. Our asatiza that are here 11, 12, 13 years ago. There was many challenges. We had roughly at that time 180 students that were studying here, and not many girls at that time. At this time, we have around 600 students and 30 plus staff and over 20 volunteers covering Alima classes, Sanatain classes, Hifaz classes for boys and girls, and various Maktab classes. A special mention to the ulama who have dedicated time to improving our maktab provision and ensuring our children have had access to Islamic teachings in an environment that was very challenging. Maulana Pandor, Maulana Ismail Bismillah, Qari Noor, Maulana Yunus Surti, brother of Maulana Ayub Surti, Mufti Ishfaq, Maulana Hussein Saab, our Imam Saab, Maulana Ismail Saab, Maulana Riyaz Saab, and Maulana Saifuddin. Alhamdulillah, we've had visits from many senior mashayikh and imams and the imams of Haramain and Aqsa, and mashayikh of Aqsa have visited our masjid. Before I hand over to Maulana Ismail Saab, I'd just like to mention that we cannot forget the mention of Maulana Abdullah Mayat Saab here. Maulana Abdullah Mayat Saab he is an actual fact, is the backbone and the body of the asatiza connecting to the madrasa, the committee members connecting to the masjid. If the imams have any issue, the asatiza have any issue, anybody in the related to the masjid have any issue, they turn to Maulana Abdullah Sahab. And every month, Maulana has fikr of the masjid and madrasa. Are we having any program or not? Are we doing something? What are we doing this month? He'll ask Maulana Ismail Sahab, Maulana Hussein Sahab, and day and night he'll be just fikr about the masjid and the madrasa. Because he's not on stage, he doesn't come forward, many of his khidmat doesn't get appreciated. But he's the main backbone of this madrasa. And our Sheikh Maulana Ismail Sahab, who's the imam, he won't say anything about himself, so I'll have to say a few things as he's gonna take over from me. Maulana was amongst the founders of the Alamiya class at Nurul Islam, alongside Maulana Hussein and others. Maulana has been managing the responsibility of Maktab and Alamiya classes alongside his imamat role, and mashallah, his 10 children and now 2 grandchildren. Maulana studied under the great teacher of Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, Sayyid Mufti Muslihuddin Rahmatullah Alayh, at the Institute of Islamic Education, more commonly known as Markaz. Maulana was personally requested to teach Sahih Bukhari by his beloved late Ustaz Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, which is a great honor for Maulana. So that was a brief history about the masjid and the madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this majlis and this program a means of salvation for all the community, the elders, the ulama, all the asatiza here, all the volunteers that work day and night and have worked day and night to make this majlis and this program possible. Jazakallah khair.
Insha'Allah ta'ala, now we will have a nasheed recited by the nephew of our respected Sheikh Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Ibrahim Dhorat. All brothers are requested to come further forward and fill in any gaps. There's still some space towards the left-hand side which can yet be filled. جزاكم الله خيرا. Brother requested to recite Durood Sharif until the respected brother comes forward.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے کہتا ہے شوق نبی آ کر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے میں دل سے ہوں گا تمہارا رہبر میں دل سے ہوں گا تمہارا رہبر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے سبا بھی لانے لگی ہے اب تو سبا بھی لانے لگی ہے اب تو نسیم طیبہ نسیم طیبہ کہتا ہے شوق اب ہوا میں اڑ کر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے تو در بدر کیوں پھرے ہیں مارا تو در بدر کیوں پھرے ہیں مارا جو دونوں عالم کی چاہے دولت تو سر قدم ہو کہ ورد یہ کر تو سر قدم ہو کہ ورد یہ کر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے یہ جذبے عشق محمدی ہے یہ جذبے عشق محمدی ہے دلوں کو امت کے کھینچتا ہے کہتا ہے ہر دل جو ہو کے مضطر کہتا ہے ہر دل جو ہو کے مضطر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے ہلاکت امداد اب تو آئی ہلاکت امداد اب تو آئی جو فوج عصیاں نے کی چڑھائی نجات چاہو تو اے برادر نجات چاہو تو اے برادر چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے چلو مدینے
Just one or two announcements before we continue. The first is a request that if we can ensure There's no video recording or there is no digital photography, please. And if anyone has done so within this gathering, they are requested to remove the content from the phones. And the second announcement is that insha'Allah ta'ala, the Isha Salah will be delayed for today. So insha'Allah ta'ala, the Isha Salah will be delayed for today.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Respected ulama'i kiram, all respected Shaykh al-Nadis Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, hafizahullah, and the other great and respected ulama's who are seated here today. And at the same time, our respected students, parents, fathers, mothers, and all those who are listening and who are participating in this beautiful program. The graduation ceremony of Madrasa Nur al-Islam, where inshallah today, 8 of our students will be completing the Siha Sita Bukhari Sharif, and they'll be completing the Alimiyah course. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this completion, and we make dua to Allah not to make this the end of the students' journey of knowledge, rather make this the beginning of the journey of knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this khatam and make this completion ceremony a means of hidayat, a means of our guidance. May Allah make this khatam be a means of us gaining ma'rifat and recognition and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this auspicious moment, respected brothers, I know we are all eager to hear Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib. We come from far and wide to benefit from Hazrat's company. But this auspicious moment, I would just like to mention the main force and power behind this happy moment today. Back in 2015, local ulama from this Maktab Madrasa, we were concerned regarding those students, the females and the male students, who has completed the Maktab syllabus, and we had nothing planned for them. And alhamdulillah, throughout, we've always requested and we always took benefit from my late Ustad, Hazrat Sayyid Mufti Muslihuddin Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And even when we started Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat, he told me, "Shuru ho jayega aur khatam bhi ho jayega." It is very unfortunate that today we haven't got Hazrat with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower Hazrat in his special mercy and grant us the highest abode in Jannah. So it was Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi with Mawlana Abdullah Sahib. We brought Hazrat and we put down the plan in front of Hazrat. Hazrat said, "Chalo, hat uthao, dua karlo." And after we've made the dua, Hazrat said, "Shuru karlo." And after that day, all the challenges and all the difficulties we faced were removed. And due to Hazrat's tawajju, barakat, his fuyuz, his special attention which he showed us, and muhabbat and kindness, and Hazrat will frequently visit Bradford when they have holidays in Dewsbury. And he used to tell me, "I love coming to Bradford." And he will spend a few days and he will guide us. So it's very Allah's qadr that Hazrat is not here with us today. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the shade of our respected Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, Hafizahullah. When we were about to begin the first lesson of Bukhari Sharif, we requested Hazrat Wala to conduct the first dars. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat Wala, he conducted the first lesson. And alhamdulillah, today we're very fortunate that Hazrat, in spite of his busy schedule, in spite of his commitment, different responsibilities, his health, without any hesitation, Hazrat accepted our invitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat the best reward, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong his shade over us. Respected brothers, it is very important that we need to understand that whatever progress and taraqqi we get in our spiritual life, it is due to the barakat and the blessings and the attention and the tawajjuh of these akabirin. And alhamdulillah, we still have this opportunity. We have great, great personalities amongst us. Of course, for many of us, Hazrat doesn't need any introduction. And Ahlullah, Mashaykh, they don't like to be praised. For many reasons, they don't like to be praised. And we can never fulfill the rights of praising them. But just for those brothers, a brief introduction regarding Hazrat. Hazrat is a well-known not only a scholar, but a spiritual mentor, nationally and internationally. Many thousands of people has benefited from Hazrat. And Hazrat has his monthly program, the first Saturday of every month, where people throughout the country, they attend, they go to Leicester, try to benefit from Hazrat's company. And also, weekly, Hazrat has a Darsi Quran, every Sunday after Salatul Zuhr. And on Fridays, Hazrat has his Islahi Majlis in the evening. Now, our Akabirin, we understand, due to our worldly commitments, sometimes it becomes difficult to reach to these programs. But may Allah reward him. Hazrat has made it easy that, alhamdulillah, all these programs could be accessed through Hazrat's website idea. And we can benefit from Hazrat's company in this manner. Respected brothers, the reason of this brief introduction is so that we understand that we have Hazrat in our middle today. We need to listen to what Hazrat is going to share with us. And we need to make this intention to change our life accordingly. And inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this khatam a means of us gaining His pleasure. And inshallah, we make dua that Allah ta'ala grant us the ability, the opportunity to benefit from Hazrat Damar Barakatuhum time and time again. Now, without delay, I'm going to invite Hazrat Maulana to come forward and share and render the last dars of Bukhari Sharif.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الشيطان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فبالسند المتصل منا إلى عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء وبالسند المتصل منا إلى أمير المؤمنين في الحديث أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله تعالى وحشرنا في زمرته ومحبيه قال باب قول الله ونذأ الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة وأن أعمال بني آدم وقولهم يوزن وقال مجاهد القسطاس والعدل بالرومية ويقال القسط مصدر المقسط وهو العادل وأما القاسط فهو الجائر وبه قال حدثنا أحمد بن أشكاب قال حدثنا محمد بن فضيل عن أمارة بن القعقاع عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, granted all of us the opportunity to participate in this very blessed and auspicious gathering, wherein a few students of Madrasa Nurul Islam will be reciting the final verses of the glorious Quran, putting the whole Quran to memory and a few talibat, female students, will be completing the sahih of Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. Our attachment is with world and what is associated to the world. As far as the Akhirah is concerned, we have very little attachment. And because we have very little attachment as far as the Akhirah is concerned, anything and everything associated to the Akhirah does not hold much value in our eyes. And as a result, we are unable to recognize the value of ilm, value of the talibin ilm, and the value of the ulama, the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So for us, the Khatmul Quran or Khatmul Sahih al-Bukhari is just another occasion where we get together. It's a function and we will feel happy, we will congratulate each other, have food after the program and disperse. This Khatmul Sahih al-Bukhari or the Khatmul Tahfiz al-Quran does not bring any profound feeling in our hearts. It's just a program like the program before Juma Salat. It's just a program like a youth program. It is associated to the Quran and Sahih al-Bukhari. When we come to the masjid for the program or when we are sat here for the program, we don't feel anything extraordinary in our hearts. Similarly, when our gaze falls on madaris, our gaze falls on makatib, when our gaze falls on ulama, who have toiled very hard, number one, firstly, who have toiled very hard, firstly, to acquire the knowledge. And thereafter, secondly, to preserve that knowledge. And thirdly, to impart that knowledge. We cannot perceive, we cannot realize how long it takes a mufti in many cases to reach his verdict. Permissible, impermissible. For us it's a 2-minute job. Permissible, impermissible. But ask the mufti what he has to go through. So my first appeal to all participants is that give extra importance to this program today, because it is associated to the ilm of Nubuwwah. It is associated to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kalam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These ulama and these huffaz and these muftiyan kiram who teach in the madaris or makatib, the evening maktabs, alif, ba, ta, sa, they may not be important in our eyes, but they are very important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very important in the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they are very important in the eyes of the a'imma of the ummah, the awliya of the ummah. We will only be able to realize their true value in the akhirah. Hafidh ibn Asakir rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great muhaddis, just ponder over the value of a student only. I am talking about a student. Hafidh ibn Asakir rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was very young, he traveled to Nisabur from Sham, thousands of miles. And there he met Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He was one of the shuyukh of the time. Ibn Asakir rahimahullah ta'ala is junior. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala is senior. And he traveled thousands of miles to spend time in his company and acquire the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other motive. These students used to travel thousands of miles only for ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ibn Mandah rahimahullah ta'ala, he began acquiring the ahadith and he accumulated all the ahadith from the shuyukh that were in his town and around his town at the age of 20. And at the age of 20, he left his hometown, he left his locality, and he traveled far and wide. And the only thing he did was he met Muhaddisun and he was taking ahadith from them. That was his only occupation. And when did he return? He returned after 45 years at the age of 65. So he did not begin his journey in the quest of ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 20. No, right from childhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put this special tawfiq in their hearts, all the muhaddithun. So he began learning at a very young age, 10, 11, 12. And he used to go to all the muhaddithin that were in the locality where he was, and then throughout the town and the city, and then around the city. And thereafter he decided to travel out of his comfort zone. And for 45 years he remained in the quest of ahadith. He used to go to the muhaddithin, he used to memorize the ahadith, and he would write the ahadith also. He used to do both things, memorize the ahadith, write the ahadith. No comfort, no marriage, nothing, until the age of 65. He returned after 45 years at the age of 65. And when he entered his hometown, this was the first time he met all his friends, relatives, many of them had passed away. And he was sat on a camel, and he had 39 camels following him, carrying all the ahadith that he had collected. It's very easy for me and you to say, my brothers, what are the ulama doing? What have the ulama done? Very easy, simple. Because we do not observe what they are doing. What they are doing in their homes. We do not observe. We see them walking on the streets just like normal human beings. We see them in the masjid performing salat just like normal human beings. What they are doing within the four walls of their homes, we cannot see. Even today. Even today. It's not simple, because a mufti, an alim, when he is teaching or when he is imparting his dars or when he is giving a fatwa, the first thing he has to worry about is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether another mufti will challenge the fatwa or not, that comes after. First, I will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah regarding this fatwa. I am responsible in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thousands of people who will follow my fatwa, they will be absorbed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be responsible for my fatwa and the amal of the people who will follow that fatwa. Such a great responsibility. And as far as the public is concerned, they don't have to pay. This is the only consultancy throughout the world which people receive free. The ulama and the muftiyan ikram. They give their verdict with such a huge responsibility on their shoulders. So Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala was a great muhaddis. Hafiz ibn Asakir rahimahullah ta'ala, who became a very great muhaddis later on. He traveled from Sham to Naisabur. He met Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that he had so much zeal for knowledge that I became tired of him. Normally it's the other way around. The students get tired of the teacher, because the teacher has the zeal to pass on as much knowledge as possible. But he was always persistent. A few more pages,
Sheikh, a few more pages. Sheikh, a few more hadiths. Can I read a few more hadiths? Imam Abdullah al-Farabi rahimahullah ta'ala says that he was so persistent that I got tired of him, and when I left the dars on a particular day, I said, Wallahi. He said, I took oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallahi, by Allah, if this student comes to learn from me tomorrow, I will not open the door of my house. The ulama-i rabbaniyin, the ulama-i haqqa, they are always eager to take and give. Always eager. They remain students throughout their lives. So one phase is that they are students only. And the second phase is students and teachers. So they teach and learn. They teach and learn. Ulama-i haqqa, ulama-i rabbaniyin, you will never find them becoming content with whatever they have. That alhamdulillah, I have enough now, I don't need to go to this Mufti Sahib, or I don't need to go to this Maulana Sahib, or somebody is coming in the town, I don't need to go. If they are busy in their engagements, it's a different matter, because they have their engagements, but if they are free, they will definitely benefit from juniors and seniors. There are many academics sitting in this very gathering who are much more learned than me. And I feel embarrassed imparting this dars in their presence. I am a humble student of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of you the true understanding of deen. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farabi rahimahullah ta'ala says, I got tired of him because he was very persistent. So I took oath and I said, by Allah, I will not open the door for this talib ilm tomorrow if he comes to my madrasa, if he comes to my home. He said the following days, somebody knocked at my door. He said, I looked outside and it was somebody else, a stranger. So I opened the door. When I opened the door, he said, Assalamu alaikum. I said, Wa alaikum assalam. Alaik salik. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. And I said, who are you? So he said, Inni Rasulu Rasulillahi ilayka. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni Rasulu Rasulillahi ilayka. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am a messenger of Rasulullah to you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw a dream last night, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked me to come to you and convey a message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me in the dream, Imdi ilal Farawi, go to Muhaddis Farawi tomorrow. Wa kullahu, and say to him, Kadima baladaka rajulun shamiyun asmarul laun yatlubu hadithi falatamalla anhu. This is the status of not an alim, of a talibul ilm. Talibul ilm. And talibul ilm is much more junior to the senior, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, who are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Kadima baladaka rajulun shamiyun asmarul laun. A young man has come to you. A young man has come to your town from Sham. He is Shami. He has come from Sham. He is brown in complexion. And he has come to you only in the quest of my ahadith. فَلَا تَمَلَّ عَنْهُ. So don't turn your face away from him. Don't become tired of him. The narrator of this incident says that after this message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullahu ta'ala used to conduct his lesson, then he would never end the lesson until Ibn Asakir would say, Sheikh, enough for today. Kana Abu Abdullah al-Farawi la yakumu min majlisihi hatta yakum ibn Asakir. The student, as far as all the other students were concerned, he would say, enough for today. But when Ibn Asakir used to come, then he would remain silent. Why? Because he was instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These students are very, very valuable. From the time they start alif, ba, ta, tha, they are students. Man kharaja fi talabil ilmi fahuwa fi sabilillahi hatta yarjiya. From the time they leave home until they return, they are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very, very valuable. And as they progress, they become more valuable. And when they graduate as ulama and alima, they become even more valuable. And after that, when they engage in the service of imparting the knowledge that they have acquired, they become even more valuable. They are the inheritors of the Anbiya. So on the day of Qiyamah, they will be with the Anbiya. They will be with the Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a muhaddis, Yahya ibn Aktham, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was sitting with Mamun al-Rashid, who was the Khalifa of the time. So Mamun al-Rashid said, oh, Shaykh Yahya, man ambalun nas, who is the most honorable from the people in your eyes? So Yahya ibn Aktham, rahimahullahu ta'ala, thought for a while and he said, anta ya amirul mu'minin, you, O amirul mu'minin, you are the most noble, most fortunate. Why? Because you are the Khalifa of the people. You look after all the masajid, you look after all the madaris, you look after all the ulama. You look after the affairs of the whole ummah. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are very, very fortunate. Such a great service you are rendering. So I think, my opinion is that you are the most honorable from amongst the people. So he said, incorrect. Your answer is incorrect. Shall I tell you who the most noble person is? Ibn Aksam rahimahullahu ta'ala said, yes, please do tell me, in your opinion, who is the most noble person? So he said, in my eyes, the most noble person is that alim who is sitting in a corner of a masjid or madrasa with a few students, and he is saying, haddasana fulanun an fulanin, qada qada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to value these ulama, these huffaz, and these mufti and kiram. Otherwise, we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. According to me, the most noble person is that alim, that muhaddis, who is sitting in a corner of a masjid, corner of a madrasa, with a few students. And he is teaching the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, haddasana fulanun an fulanin, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Yahya ibn Aktham rahimahullahu ta'ala said that alim, why do you think that he is the most noble? On what basis are you saying this? So Mamun al-Rashid said, Mamun al-Rashid said that he is the most honorable from the people because لِأَنَّ إِسْمَهُ مُقْتَرِنٌ بِإِسْمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Because his name is attached to the name of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. All the ulama who are sitting in this gathering, young, old, the seniors and the juniors, their names are attached to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the chain of narration. I have heard this hadith from my Sheikh of Bukhari, Hazrat Maulana Islamul Haq Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Maulana Islamul Haq Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala would say, I have heard this hadith from my Sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala would say, I have heard this hadith from my Sheikh, Sheikhul Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmoodul Hasan Sahib Deobandi rahimahullah ta'ala. And Shaykhul Hind would say, I have heard this hadith from my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And he would say, I have heard this hadith from my Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Ghani Mujaddidi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And he would say, I have heard this hadith from my Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Ishaq Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He would say, I have heard this hadith from my Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And he would say, I have heard this hadith from my Shaykh, Musnadul Hind, Shah Waliul Asab Muhaddis Dehravi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. This is the first part of the chain. And this will continue until Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So any student who reaches Dawratul Hadith, the final year in a madrasa, he is connected to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And nobody can remove this connection. When I am discussing a hadith with my students, I sometimes say to them that look at these names. Haddasana Ahmad ibn Ashqab. Muhammad ibn Fudail, Umar ibn al-Qaqa, Abu Zura and Abu Huraira. Yes, we know Abu Huraira to some extent. And we may know Abu Zura to some extent. But what do we know about Umar ibn al-Qaqa? And what do we know about Muhammad ibn Fudail? And how much do we know about Ahmad ibn Ashqab? Despite not knowing anything, we cannot remove their names from the chain of narration. It will remain until the day of Qiyamah. Ahmad ibn Ashqab will remain alive until the day of Qiyamah because of this hadith. There are certain narrators whose name is mentioned only once throughout Bukhari Sharif. Only once. But that his name will remain until the day of Qiyamah. So Mamun al-Rashid said, لِأَنَّ إِسْمَهُ مُقْتَرِنٌ بِإِسْمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. His name is connected to the name of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَحْنُ نَفْنَا وَنَمُوتْ. We will perish, we will die. لَا يَمُوتُ أَبَدَى. But this person whose name is connected will never die. Why? Why will he never die? Because the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remain until the day of Qiyamah. And if the ahadith will remain, then the chains of narrations will remain until the day of Qiyamah. So the Talibat who are graduating today are worthy of honor. They are worthy of reverence from all of us. They are worthy of congratulations from all of us. And all the students who are studying in any madrasa, who are in the quest of ilmun nubuwwah, they are all worthy of recognition. They themselves should not feel proud. They should always remain humble. I heard Shaykhul Islam Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum on various occasions. It does not befit us to call ourselves ulama. You check all the bayans of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, you will never find this sentence in his bayan that hum ulama ko aisa khyal karna chahiye. Hum ulama, never. Hum talib ilmo ko. So it is not only parrot fashion that he says when advising us that we should not consider ourselves ulama, because if that was the case, he would have slipped. But no. I have never, in his dozens of discourses that I have heard, I have never heard him say, we talib-e-ilm, hum talaba ko, hum talib-e-ilmu ko. Even in his taqreez, he may write that this is very beneficial for ulama. But if he writes that this is very beneficial for we ulama, he will always, ye hum talib-e-ilmu ke liye bohat mufeed hogi ye kitab. Hum talib-e-ilmu ke liye. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala, the like of whom it is rare to find throughout the world. He is definitely in the top 10, top 5, but it is possible that he is right at the top. It is possible. So the students of Deen should always feel humble. The greater a person is, the more humble he will be. But the other people, the non-ulama, those who are not associated to ilm, they should always revere the ulama. Revere the talaba, revere the talibat, revere the madaris, the centers of ilm. And not for their benefit, not for the benefit of the ulama, not for the benefit of the talaba, for their own benefit. If we will revere ilm and ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring ilm in our home. And if there is ilm in our home already, our grandfather was great alim, father was great alim, uncles were great ulama. If we disrespect the ulama, if we disgrace the ulama, if we look down upon the centers of ilm, the madaris, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away ilm from our homes. By revering ilm and ulama, ilm will come in our homes. And by disgracing ilm or ulama, ilm will be taken away from our homes. And no harm will come to the ulama. No harm will come to the people of ilm because they belong to that group, the leader of whom is none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Nasr al-Waiz, rahimahullah ta'ala. Another name, Abu Nasr al-Waiz, rahimahullah ta'ala. Another great alim, great scholar. He narrates that Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Sa'luki, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was known as the Sayyidul Muhaddisin during his time, the leader of the Muhaddisin, he became ill and very seriously ill. And it became a matter of concern for all of us. We were worried, concerned, what will happen if Hazrat leaves this world? What will happen to the science of Hadith? He said, one day I went to sleep and I saw our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba in my dream. And in the dream, I felt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majmain are going to visit Muhammad ibn Sulaiman as-Saluki rahimahullahu ta'ala because he is unwell. They are going for iyadah. So I also joined the group. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, and me also, we all entered the house of our Ustad, Sayyidul Muhaddisin, Imam Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Saluki rahimahullah ta'ala, who was resting. He got up in respect of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down, everybody sat down, and in that gathering, I was sat there. Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Waiz says that I was sat there thinking to myself, that what will happen to the Muslims, what will happen to the ulama if our Sheikh departs? These thoughts occur in our mind sometimes. What will happen if this great alim leaves this world? What will happen to the ummah? What will happen to the field of fiqh if he leaves? What will happen to the science of hadith if he leaves? And this is happening in the dream. So he said, whilst I was thinking to myself that what will happen to the ummah, what will happen to the science of hadith if Amirul Mu'mineen or Sayyidul Muhaddisin leaves this world. He said, these thoughts were passing through my mind when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his attention towards me and he said, Abu Nasr. He called me, he said, Abu Nasr. So I looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tufakkir fi dhalik. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what you are worrying about. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. Why? Inna Allah ta'ala la yudayyu isabatan ana sayyiduha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that group go to waste, the leader of whom is me. Allah will protect that group until the day of Qiyamah. So the talibat are very, very fortunate, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the tawfiq to study approximately in Dawratul Hadith. The students study approximately 10,000 hadiths. And they have completed approximately 10,000 hadiths of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the number of times the teacher and the talibat must have recited durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our standard has also fallen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, the talaba and the asatida, because we are nearing the day of qiyamah. The standard is slowly falling. But alhamdulillah, the standard is still there, but it is falling slowly. Otherwise, those people who teach ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who learn ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they progress in spirituality by leaps and bounds. Mufti Mahmud Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the father of Hadrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Hadrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He was a very, very pious personality and an academic personality of a very high caliber. Mufti Mahmud Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And despite being in the field of politics, to be an alim of a very high caliber, it's not something insignificant. And he had so much love for ilm that tamutuna kama tahiyawna, you will die as you live. He passed away whilst discussing a very important mas'ala with Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib and Mufti Muhammad Rafi Usmani Sahib. He contacted Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib and Mufti Muhammad Rafi Usmani Sahib, Hafizahum Allah Ta'ala, and he said that I am going for Hajj and I will pass through Karachi and there is a difference of opinion between the two of you and myself. And I would like to resolve this difference of opinion. It was remaining within the boundaries. All three are great ulama, mashallah. So I am stopping over for 1 day, 2 days or 3 days before flying out to Jeddah. So I would like to have a meeting with you. He was senior to the two brothers, much older in age. So they had a discussion. So he said that I will put my view forward with Dalail. So listen carefully to what I have to say. And whilst putting his case forward, he passed away. And Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, who was present in that gathering, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Isul Dhyanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was present in that gathering, Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib, who was present in that gathering, I have heard from all three of them this incident. They said that we didn't even realize that he has passed away. The discussion was going on and he reached a certain point and he said that I am on the final part of my discussion and after that I will pass it on to both of you. And he said he just said this and he tried to sit properly and he just fell. And when they checked him, he had passed away. So somebody asked him that, he was also a teacher of hadith, so somebody asked him that, have you seen our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream? In this there is a lot of ibrah for those people who teach ahadith. Lot of ibrah. Have you seen our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream? He said that a person teaches Bukhari Sharif, is it possible that he does not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream? A person teaches Bukhari Sharif and as a result he is not given the opportunity to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Is it possible? We need to check ourselves that why is it that for so many years we are teaching Bukhari Sharif or Muslim Sharif or Tirmidhi Sharif and we have yet to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. Jo Beishke Muhammad padta hai Bukhari, aata hai bukhar usko, nahi aati Bukhari. The level of ishq, the level of love, the level of sincerity that they had, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, we are all very, very fortunate to be in this gathering. gathering associated to the Quran and the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is the last chapter of Bukhari Sharif. Last chapter of Bukhari Sharif. In our madaris, the teacher who is fortunate to be teaching Bukhari Sharif is given the title of Shaykhul Hadith. So one is the title of Shaykhul Hadith and the other is Shaykhul Hadith in its true sense. These are two different things. So when Maulana was saying Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Salim Dhorat and also on the poster Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Salim Dhorat, it is a customary title that has been affixed with my name. I am not a Shaykhul Hadith in its true sense. Shaykhul Hadith, that means Shaykhul Hadith. Shaykhul Hadith means Shaykh in the science of Hadith. Shaykhul Tafsir means Shaykh in the science of Tafsir. Shaykh in the science of Fiqh. Who is a Shaykh? Who is a Shaykh in a particular science? Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, again a very pious personality. Khalifa Hakimul Ummah Maulana Shaykh Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And these personalities had both Ruhaniyat and Ilm. If we read their books, then we come to this conclusion that not only Ruhaniyat, Ilm also. Some are more famous for their ilm, like Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala, the world knows him for his ilm. And there are many who know him for his ruhaniyat also. But his ilm is ghalib on his ruhaniyat. But that doesn't mean that his ruhaniyat is less than the other people. Hadrat Shaykh Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the nisbat towards ilm is ghalib over his ruhaniyat. But he had a lot of ruhaniyat also. So all our akabir, the mashaykh, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, very high caliber in ilm and very high caliber in ruhaniyat. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, same. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, same. Very high caliber in ilm and also in ruhaniyat. But whenever we mention the name of Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, our mind goes towards ruhaniyat. And when we mention the name of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, our mind goes towards ilm. It's not that they are void of ilm or they are void of ruhaniyat. So somebody wrote a letter to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi and he addressed Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi with the title of Shaykhul Hadith. He was sitting in a gathering. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Muhtaram wa Mukarram Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So he read the letter. He was reading the letter silently and then he turned towards the audience and he said, this person has addressed me with the title Shaykhul Hadith. But I am not a Shaykhul Hadith. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah is saying this. I am not a Shaykhul Hadith. And then he said, who is a Shaykh of a particular science? He said, a Shaykh of a particular science is that person who is aware of all the kulliyat of that fun. A sheikh is that person, a sheikh of a particular science, is that person who is aware of all the kulliyat of that science and he is able to deduce juz'iyat from those kulliyat. And he said, I am unable to do that. And then he said, if you want to see Shaykhul Hadith, then go to Saharanpur. Maulana Zakariya is Shaykhul Hadith. Look at the humbleness of our akabir and look at the respect for each other that we find amongst our akabir. So I am a Shaykhul Hadith by name only. And it is not something that I feel happy about or proud about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give reward to all those people who show love to me, an insignificant person. This is the final chapter of Bukhari Sharif. Final chapter of, and in this final chapter, Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah Ta'ala is discussing Wazne Amal, weighing of the Amal. So at the end of Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is discussing wazne amal. And at the beginning of Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi discusses ilm, because he is discussing wahy. Wahy is ilm, ilm is wahy. Now, if we carefully ponder over the beginning and the end, we will come to this conclusion that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi begins the book with the mabda of amal. Mabda of amal. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi ends his book with muntaha of amal. Mabda is beginning and muntaha is end. So the awwali kitab is mabda of amal, the beginning of amal. And akhire kitab is muntaha of amal, the end of amal. Any amal you take, any action, any deed, any amal you take, worldly or dini, dunyavi, any amal. The mabda of ilm is, number one, ilm, the mabda of any amal. Number one, knowledge, and thereafter intention. Amal cannot come into existence without ilm. So first, you get the knowledge. For example, you want to go to Leicester from here. If you don't have knowledge of Leicester, why will you make intention of going to Leicester? And if you don't make intention of going to Leicester, why will the amal of going to Leicester come into existence? So mabda of any amal, beginning of any amal is ilm. Mabda of any amal is ilm, and after ilm, intention. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi begins the kitab with babun kayfa kana bad'ul wahyi ila rasulillahi sallallahu, and wahyi is ilm. So at the beginning, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brings ilm, which is the mabda of amal. And thereafter he brings the hadith innamal amalu bin niyyat, in which he mentions niyyah. And thereafter, at the end, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the muntaha of amal, the end of amal. What is the muntaha of amal? A person acquires the knowledge, thereafter he makes intention, after making intention he carries out the amal. And after carrying out any amal, a person looks for result. So result is the muntaha of every amal. And as far as the dini amal are concerned, the result cannot be perceived without weighing the amal. So this is the connection between the beginning of the book and the end of the book. The Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, at the beginning of the book, has mentioned the beginning of amal. What is the beginning of amal? Ilm and intention. And he encourages us to acquire as much ilm as possible, and thereafter resolve to practice on that ilm. Because if we acquire as much ilm as possible, we will be able to resolve. And when we resolve, we will be able to carry out that amal. And when we carry out that amal on the day of Qiyamah, those amal will be weighed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us good result. And what is the connection between the first sanad and the last sanad? The connection between the first sanad and the last sanad is that the first sanad is gharib and the last sanad is also gharib. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is reminding all of us, right at the beginning also and at the end also, right at the beginning also, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib, remain in this world as though you are a traveler. So right at the beginning, he begins a gharib sanad. And by bringing a gharib sanad, he is encouraging us to study hard with the intention of practicing, and then practice because we know that we are musafir in this world. And a time will come when we will have to depart from this world, and only amal will go with us. And then he ends his kitab with a sanad which is gharib again. So he reminds us again that you are not graduating today. Graduation does not mean that everything is over. No. You are today a talibul ilm in its true sense. So continue studying, continue learning what Allah wants from you with a resolve of practice, and practice as much as you can, because you are a musafir in this world. Prepare for the life hereafter. And my very dear students of this madrasa who are completing Bukhari Sharif today, ilm without amal is useless. Ilm without amal is like a person who is blind and he has torch in his hand. So he's standing in the darkness, he has torch in his hand, but he himself is blind. So somebody with ilm without amal. Al-ilmu bila amal kashajare bila thamar. Ilm without amal is like that tree which bears no fruit. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Laysa al-alimu alladhi yarifu al-khayra wa-shar. That person is not an alim in its true sense who recognizes khair and shar, who acquires the ilm of khair and shar. This is good, this is bad, this is good, this is evil, this is khair, this is shar, this is permissible, this is impermissible. So knowing khair and shar is not ilm. That is not ilm in its true sense. So Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Laysa al-alimu alladhi yarifu al-khayra wa-shar. That person is not a true alim who recognizes khair and shar, but does not practice. وَإِنَّمَا الْعَالِمُ الَّذِي The true alim is he who يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ فَيَتَّبِيُهُ, who recognizes khair and who follows khair. وَيَعْرِفُ الشَّرَّ فَيَجْتَنِبُهُ, and who recognizes shar and who stays away from shar. And to be able to follow khair and abstain from shar, one needs khashiyya. Khashiyya. And khashiyya is the result of tazkiyah. Khashiyya is the result of tazkiyah. Without tazkiyah, khashiyya cannot come into existence. And without khashiyya, a person will not be able to follow khair and abstain from shar. It is for this reason, Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, the first quote of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Laysa talabul hadithi fulanun an fulan. Fulanun an fulanin haddasana fulanun is not talabul hadith. What is talabul hadith? Wa innama talabul hadithi al khashiyatu lillah. Talabul hadith is khashiyah lillah. As a result of engaging in acquiring ilm, in teaching ilm, a person's heart should be adorned with khashiyah. And as a result of khashiyah, a person will acquire all the heights in the hereafter. Without khashiyah, a person cannot go in Jannah. Because without khashiyah, a person cannot follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And khashiyah cannot come into existence without tazkiyah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the glorious Quran? Innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihati ulaika hum khayrul bariyah. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those people who accept iman and who practice, Allah will grant them gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. And who are these people? For whom are these gardens of paradise? ذلك لمن خشي ربه. These gardens of paradise are for those people who have khashiyah. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. Those people who accept iman and who carry out good deeds, for them will be high grades in Jannah. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And then Allah says, وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. So khashiyah is the result of tazkiyah. So when a person strives towards tazkiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adorn his heart with khashiyah, and as a result he will be able to practice. So First hadith is gharib. Always remember, laysal gharibu gharib al-shami wal-yamani, innal ghariba gharibu al-lahdi wal-kafani. That traveler who travels to Pakistan or India or Bangladesh or Yemen or Syria, he is not a traveler in its true sense. The real traveler is the one who will travel from here to the grave and thereafter to the hereafter. And the first narrator is Humaydi, and the first hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah ali from his ustad Humaydi, and the final hadith he has taken from his teacher Ahmad ibn Ashqab. Humaydi, the root of Humaydi is hamd, and the root of Ahmad is also hamd. So the ulama have said that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has taken the first hadith from Humaydi, the last hadith from Imam Ahmad ibn Ashqab, and the lesson that he is teaching us is that from the beginning until the end, whatever I have transmitted through this book, Sahihul Bukhari, is nothing but Mahmood. Everything is praiseworthy. Every hadith is praiseworthy. And those people who will practice these ahadith will also become praiseworthy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the connection between the first hadith and the last hadith. In the first hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned maqami abdiyya. Innama al-amalu bin niyat wa innama limri immanawa. When we perform salat, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salat is for Allah. And my sacrifice is for Allah. My hajj is for Allah. Whatever I do it according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person's limbs should be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his heart and mind should be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. This is maqami abdiyat. That whatever he does only for the pleasure of Allah. So the heart should be directed towards Allah only. Only towards Allah. And whatever he does with his hands, with his eyes, with his ears, with his tongue, it should be only in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is maqami abdiyat. This is the status of a person being abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can only be truly called abd, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if his intention is always sincere, so heart is always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if whatever he carries out is only in accordance to the wishes of the Creator. So whatever the hands, whatever the ears, whatever the eyes, whatever the tongue, whatever every limb of the body will do is only in accordance to the wishes of the Creator. This is maqami abdiyat. And in the final hadith, the hadith that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brings right at the end, we find maqamati uluhiyat. So in the first hadith is maqami abdiyat, here we find maqamati uluhiyat. And there are four stages of uluhiyat, four stages of divinity. Number one, maqami tanzih. Number two, maqame tanweeh. Number three, maqame tamjeed. And number four, maqame tawheed. Number one, maqame tanzeeh. Tanzeeh means that the being that is worthy of worship has to be pure from every defect and every fault. This is maqame tanzeeh. Number two, maqame tanweeh. The being that is worthy of worship should possess all the excellences. It should not be void of a single excellence. All the kamalat should be in that personality. So the personality being worthy of worship has to be pure from every single fault, and it should possess every excellence in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, maqam-e-tamjeed. This being that is worthy of worship should possess all the excellencies, and it should be above everybody in those excellencies. These are the first three stages of divinity. Maqam-e-tanzih, maqam-e-tanweeh, and maqam-e-tamjeed. In order to express tanzih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tasbih. So when we say subhanallah, we declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from all faults and defects. When we say subhanallah, we say usabbihullaha anin naqaisi kulliha. I am declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from every fault and every defect. For tanweeh, to declare tanweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tahmeed. So when we say alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are declaring that all praises are for Allah because all excellencies are for Him. All kamalat is for Him. And maqam-e-tamjeed, He possesses all the kamalat, all the excellencies, and nobody can surpass Him in any excellence. If anybody does have any excellence that Allah has, a remote excellence, then he cannot surpass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Then I am also merciful, you are also merciful, you are also merciful. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen, but nobody can surpass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to declare the tamjeed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us takbir. We say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And when a person realizes that this being is pure from all faults, number one, tanzih. When a person realizes that this being is also possessor of all excellencies, and number three, nobody can surpass this being in any excellence, in any kamal, then automatically the heart will say, then this being has to be ma'bud. So he will say, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. So maqam-e-tawheed, and to express maqam-e-tawheed, Allah has given us La ilaha illallah. These are the four stages of divinity. And Allah loves tasbih, Allah loves tahmeed, Allah loves takbir, and Allah loves tahleel, La ilaha illallah. Because when a person says subhanallah, he expresses maqam-e-tanzih. When he says alhamdulillah, he expresses maqam-e-tanweeh. When he says Allahu Akbar, he expresses maqam-e-tamjeed. And when he says La ilaha illallah, he expresses maqam-e-tawheed. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul kalami ilallahi arba'un. The most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are four. Most beloved sentences are four. What are they? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. You can say it in any form. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the final hadith, which consists of all these four stages of divinity. Number one, Subhanallah. Subhanallah, maqam-e-tanzih. Wabihamdihi, according to one opinion, wabihamdihi means wa-usni alihi bi-amdihi. So Subhanallah is tanzih, wa-usni alihi bi-hamdihi is tanweeh, second stage of divinity. And when we say Subhanallah al-Azim, great, that is maqam-e-tamjeed. And when a person expresses maqam-e-tanzih, maqam-e-tanweeh, and maqam-e-tamjeed, then automatically it follows that such a being has to be only one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So iqtida'an, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, la ilaha illallah. Iqtida'an, la ilaha illallah, automatically will come. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi in the very first hadith has mentioned maqame abdiyat, and in the final hadith he has mentioned maqame uluhiyat. And as a result, he ends his kitab with kalimay tawheed, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, giving us this lesson or encouraging us to study this kitab properly again and again, and to try and understand what our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to teach us and to follow it. If we do that, then just as the kitab ends with La ilaha illallah, our life will also end with La ilaha illallah. And on the day of Qiyamah, when our amal will be weighed and when our book of deeds will be given to us in our right hand, then that book of deed, the last thing that we'll have in the book of deed will be La ilaha illallah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the benefits of the Sahih al-Bukhari, all the Anwar, all the Barakat. May Allah grant acceptance to all. And may Allah grant us all the tawfiq to strive for ilm throughout our lives and to follow whatever we learn so that we may be successful in this world and also in the hereafter. I will again urge all my brothers and all my sisters, please, please, for your akhirat, keep yourself connected to the ulama. Whenever you have a question, refer to the ulama, refer to the Muftiyan-e-Kiram, and wholeheartedly follow their opinion. And we need to follow Maulana Hussain, we need to follow Maulana Bhana Sahib, Maulana Hussain Sahib, we need to follow Mufti Zubair Sahib, we need to follow Mufti Siraj Sahib, not Mufti Google or Maulana Google. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Two things we need to do. We need to acquire ilm from the ulama by sitting in their company. Sitting in their company. One is knowledge only, knowledge. Knowledge. Words. This is permissible, this is not permissible, this is halal, this is haram. And the other is the company of a pious person, the company of a pious alim. The environment of the masjid, the environment of the madrasa. Some of the harms, there are so many harms of social media. One harm is that it is disconnecting the ummah from the ulama-i rabbaniyin. And slowly, slowly what is happening is that now we are listening to any speaker without even knowing what his background is, without even knowing what his aqidah is, without even knowing what his ideology is. And slowly, slowly we are moving away from the path of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we are going on the path leading to Jahannam without us even knowing. Because unfortunately, what they teach us, our nafs like. And what the ulama-i haqqa, the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah teach us, our nafs doesn't like. So we tend to try your best to sit in the company of the local ulama, mashallah. There are so many ulama here in Bradford. And ulama of a high caliber, muftis, ulama of high caliber, mashayikh, mashallah, buzurganadin, pious people, benefit from their company, benefit from their knowledge directly. And if you choose to listen to and benefit from somebody via the social media, then you have to be sure that this person must be from the people of Haqq, from the ulama-i Haqqa, from the ulama-i Rabbaniyin, and he's from the people of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You have to make sure. And if you make sure that this is a person from the people of Haqq, from the ulama-i Haqq, ulama-i Rabbaniyin, alhamdulillah, listen to that person. But you should not suffice on that. With that, you will need to sit in the company of your local ulama, because they are available for you daily, every week. So at least go to one dars of a particular alim, one lesson of a particular alim throughout the week. At least once a week, you must sit in the company of an alim for half an hour. It's necessary if you want to safeguard your iman and if you want to be successful in the hereafter. Don't look at their status. Oh, he is not famous. He is not well known. This is the problem of the ummah. We want somebody who is famous, well known. So, sit in the company of the ulama, acquire ilm from them through authentic sources, and then practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
I request Fiyadan Pando and also Sufyan Khan to come forward and inshallah ta'ala recite the last few chapters of the glorious Quran. Sufyan Khan and also Fiyadan Pando.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
إن شاء الله تعالى دعا سے پہلے میں چند منٹ کے لیے ہمارے محترم مولانا حسین صاحب سے گزارش کروں گا کہ وہ آ کر کے ہمیں اپنے ملفوظات سے مستفید فرمائے. حضرت مولانا یہاں تقریباً 30 سال کے لیے امام رہے ہیں اور یوں ہی الحمدللہ علمی اعتبار سے ایک بہت بڑی شخصیت ہے. انہوں نے مظاہر العلوم میں شیخ یونس جونپوری نور اللہ مرقدہ سے شرف تلمذ حاصل کیا ہے اور یوں ہی مولانا علی میاں صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ سے بھی شرف تلمذ حاصل کیا ہے. جزاک اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الامر فوق الادب. حضرت بزرگان نے جب بتایا کہ بھائی آپ دو باتیں کہیں, عشاء کی نماز بھی ہمیں ابھی ادا کرنی ہے اور اس کے بعد کھانے کا بھی پروگرام ہے, دونوں چیزیں ہیں. نماز پہلے ادا ہو جائے گی انشاءاللہ اور اس کے بعد کھانا بھی ہے. منتظمین حضرات نے کھانے کا انتظام کیا ہے, سارے حضرات یہاں سے کھا کر جائیں. دو بات تو مجھے صرف حضرات کمیٹی حضرات نے یہ کہا کہ حضرت مولانا تشریف لا رہے ہیں. ہم حضرت مولانا کا شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں کہ حضرت نے ہماری دعوت کے اوپر لبیک کہا اور اپنے قیمتی اوقات میں سے ہمیں ایک موقع دیا ہے اور ہمیں ایک خدمت کا ایک موقع دیا ہے حضرت نے. اور حضرت نے جو ملفوظات اور بخاری شریف کا جو ختم کیا, ہم اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ سے شکر احسان اور ممنون ہیں حضرت کا کہ اس کے اوپر جو حضرات کے ملفوظات ہیں ہم اس کے اوپر ہمیں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. حضرت کا مکمل بیان جامع اور معنی رہا ہے. حضرت کو میں نے سب سے پہلے دار العلوم لندن میں جب حضرت شیخ مولانا یونس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ صاحب ہمارے شیخ تشریف لائے تھے, حضرت کی ساتھ میری ملاقات وہاں پر ہوئی تھی اور اس وقت حضرت سے پتہ نہیں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے میرے دل کے اندر کیا بات ڈالی تھی اور حضرت سے جو ملاقات ہوئی تو میں حضرت کا اتنا عاشق ہو گیا تھا کہ جب بھی اگر کوئی موقع ملے گا بیان وغیرہ کا تو خدمت میں ان شاء اللہ حضرت کی اس میں حاضر ہو جایا کروں گا. لیسٹر جاتا ہوں تب بھی میں حضرت کی اکیڈمی میں حاضر ہوتا ہوں, لیکن جب سے میں بیمار ہو گیا میرے لیے سفر کرنا مشکل ہو گیا تو میرے کافی فرق پڑ گیا, لیکن پھر بھی جب بھی جاتا ہوں حضرت کی ملاقات کے لیے جاتا رہتا ہوں. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کی عمر میں دراز فرمائے اور ان کے علم کے اندر اور مزید ترقی عطا فرمائے اور اسی طرح سے ہمیں اپنے ملفوظات سے حضرت ملفوظات سے نوازتے رہے اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کا صحت کاملہ سے بھی ان کو عطا فرمائے. یہ چند باتیں تھیں اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ یہ جو حضرات جو حفاظ جو فارغ ہوئے ان کی حفاظ کو قبول فرمائے, اور جو بچیاں جنہوں نے ختم بخاری شریف اور عالمیت کا کورس مکمل کیا ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کو علم کے ساتھ عمل کی بھی توفیق عطا فرمائے. مین چیز عمل ہے, عمل کرو گے تو عمل کے ساتھ ہماری آخرت بھی بنے گی. علم پڑھنے کے بعد ضروری ہے عمل بھی. لہٰذا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرمائے, اور حضرت والا کی اس مجلس کے جو حضرت نے جو ہمیں ملفوظات سنائے اللہ اس کے اوپر ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. دستار بندی جو بچوں کی ہے وہ ہو جائے انشاءاللہ, اس کے بعد پھر دعا ہو جائے گی, پھر نماز کا مسئلہ ہو جائے گا. جو آسانی حضرت
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسولہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها, انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين, ولا تنزع منا صالح ما اتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الايمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمين
والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين الرحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی چلانے کی جمنے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما اپنی ولایت خاصہ سے سرفراز فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اپنی نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے قلوب کو اپنی یاد سے منور فرما ہماری زبانوں کو تر و تازہ فرما ہمارے دماغوں کو اپنی یاد سے معطر فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں سے ہر ایک کو اپنا بنا لے الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے اے ارحم الراحمین حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما سوئے خاتمے سے بری موت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما الہ العالمین اپنی رضا عطا فرما الہ العالمین اپنی ناراضگی سے حفاظت فرما اپنے غصے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی پکڑ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی جہنم سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین سعادت عطا فرما شقاوت سے حفاظت فرما علم عطا فرما جہالت سے عطا فرما الہ العالمین ایمان پر استقامت عطا فرما کفر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین توحید پر استقامت عطا فرما شرک سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین عزت کی حفاظت فرما ہمیں ذلت سے محفوظ فرما الہ العالمین صحت کی حفاظت فرما ہمیں بیماریوں سے محفوظ فرما اگر بیمار ہیں تو شفاء کلی عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما الہ العالمین جن طلبا نے آج تکمیل حفظ قرآن کیا ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن مجید کو ان کے سینے میں محفوظ فرما انہیں جید حفاظ میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین قرآن کے تقاضوں کو پورا کرنے والا بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں علوم و معارف سے بھی آراستہ فرما اور اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں ولایت خاصہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین امت کی باغ دوڑ سنبھالنے والا بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین ان طلبا کو ان طلباء کے ساتھ جن طالبات نے بخاری شریف کی تکمیل کی ہے انہیں بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما الہ العالمین انہیں بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما علم کے تقاضوں کو پورا کرنے والا بنا اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں عورتوں کے لیے نمونہ بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین ان کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا دے الہ العالمین انہیں بھی ہم سب کو دنیا طلبی سے محفوظ فرما شہرت طلبی سے محفوظ فرما حب مال حب جاہ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما پھسلنے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین حق پر ہم سب کو مجتمع فرما حق پر ہم سب کو مجتمع فرما حق پر ہم سب کو مجتمع فرما الہ العالمین حق کی محبت عطا فرما اہل حق کی محبت عطا فرما حق اور اہل حق سے وابستگی عطا فرما الہ العالمین حق اور باطل کے درمیان صحیح اور غلط کے درمیان فرق کرنے کی تمیز نصیب فرما الہ العالمین اس کے بعد حق سے وابستہ رہنے کی اور باطل سے دور رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرما ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو علم میں برکت عطا فرما علم میں نورانیت عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا الہ العالمین اسے عام کرنے والا بنا الہ العالمین علم پر عمل کرنے کے لیے اور اس کو عام کرنے کے لیے جن جن اوصاف کی ضرورت ہے جن جن اسباب اور وسائل کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اس مسجد میں مسجد کے تحت چلنے والے مدرسے میں اس کے علاوہ باقی اس مسجد کے تحت جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما یہاں کے کے علماء اور یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کے ائمہ, الہ العالمین ان سب کے علوم میں, فیوز میں خوب برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی خدمتوں کو شرف قبول عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اس ادارے کی جتنی ضرورتیں ہیں سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. الہ العالمین صحیح نہج پر الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کو ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما. اور الہ العالمین بار 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 الہ العالمین اس طرح کے جلسے انہیں نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, پورے بریڈ فورڈ میں جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں, جتنے دینی مدارس ہیں, جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنی اسلامی اسکولیں ہیں, الہ العالمین جتنے بھی دینی ادارے جو بھی کام کر رہے ہیں, جتنے علماء ہیں, مفتیان کرام ہیں, حفاظ ہیں, علماء ہیں, الہ العالمین دین کے جتنے کام تبلیغ کے ذریعے اور جمعیتوں کے ذریعے جو کچھ بھی ہو رہا ہے, الہ العالمین سب کی حفاظت فرما, سب کی حفاظت فرما, ہر ایک کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ظاہری باطنی جن وسائل کی انہیں ضرورت ہے ان کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی محنتوں کو مثمر بنا دے. الہ العالمین ہر ایک فرد کو اور ہر ایک ادارے کو فتنوں سے محفوظ فرما, شر سے محفوظ فرما, بدناظرین کی نظر سے محفوظ فرما, حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, یہ جو دعائیں یہاں کے اداروں کے لیے, یہاں کے اہل علم اور دین کے خدام کے لیے کی گئی ہے, الہ العالمین پورے ملک اور پورے یوروپ اور پورے عالم کے ادارے اور جماعتیں اور جمعیتیں اور الہ العالمین دینی مدارس اور خانقاہیں سب کے لیے ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما. ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, محبین, محسنین, رشتہ داروں میں سے جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں انہیں رفع درجات عطا فرما, مغفرت فرما, اور جو حیات ہیں الہ العالمین ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو الہ العالمین ہم سب پر تادیر قائم فرما, اور الہ العالمین ان کی خدمتوں کی توفیق عطا فرما, ان کی دعاؤں کا ہمیں مورد بنا. اور یہ ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, الہ العالمین سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, کورونا وائرس کو, موذی امراض کو ختم فرما, کورونا وائرس موذی امراض سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں شفاء کلی عطا فرما, جو موت کے قریب ہیں اور موت مقدر ہو چکا ہے, الہ العالمین ولایت والا حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما, جو زندہ ہیں انہیں سچی پکی توبہ کے بعد استقامت کے ساتھ دین پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, وصلی اللہ علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين.
إن شاء الله تعالى after the Dastarbandi Adhan will take place, and إن شاء الله straight after Adhan the congregational prayer will begin. Hafiz Muhammad Rawat is requested to come forward, inshallah, out of hiding.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
All brothers are requested to straighten the rows. And if there's not enough space downstairs, then we can go upstairs as well, the hall upstairs, inshallah. So everyone's requested to straighten the rows. And if there's any shortage of space downstairs, we can go and use the hall upstairs. If there's any shortage of space within this hall, there is room upstairs. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just one or two very important announcements. The first is that inshallah ta'ala tomorrow within Jami'a Khatamun Nabiyyin there will be a conference taking place with regards to the path of the Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. The program will begin at 4 o'clock and finish at 9 o'clock. All brothers requested to participate. And the second announcement is that insha'Allah ta'ala food has been prepared. All brothers requested that after they've completed the sunan and also the witr prayer, they make their way to the upstairs hall and partake of the food. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه لا إله إلا الله. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله تعالى كل سي عشاء كي نماز بوني آت بجي هوغي. إن شاء الله تعالى from tomorrow the عشاء صلاة will be taking place at 7:45.